dog food. Presents Juvenile Jury. Yes, it's Juvenile Jury, brought to you by G-A-I-N-E-S, Gaines Complete Meal, a meal that nourishes every inch of your dog. We invite you to spend 30 minutes with the children of America as they attempt to solve the problems which you, the listeners, send in. Of course, if your problem concerns the feeding of your dog, our jurors will give you just one answer. They'll tell you to feed Gaines Complete Meal. Gaines is more economical to feed than any other type of dog food. Gaines is a meal dogs love. Gaines is America's largest selling dog food. And now to introduce the jurors, here's the originator of Juvenile Jury and our program moderator, Jack Barry.
Thank you very much, and hello again, everyone. Waiting to prove that children should be heard as well as seen are five average alert youngsters, their ages ranging from 5 to 11. Reading from left to right, me.
Dickie Orr, an age 8. Elizabeth Watts, an age 6. Charlie Hankins, an age 7.5. Peggy Bruder, age 11. John Arthur McBride, the third, age 5.
Thank you, children. I'm glad you could remember your name, Johnny. Now let's slip into the mailbag for our first question. As you know, for each question put before the jury, the sender receives a modern and efficient Underwood Universal Portable Typewriter with a smartly appointed carrying case. The Underwood will make your writing easier and speed your homework. Our first letter came from Babylon, Long Island, and it was sent in by Master W.F., who will receive a smart typewriter. Master F. writes and says that, "I am 12 years old and tall for my age. I have a dark mustache, but everybody says it looks silly on my baby face. Even strangers say it. My family wants me to shave it off, but I like it. Only I don't want to be teased about it. What do you think I should do? Johnny?"
Well, you should, if you,
Thank you very much.
If you take off the mustache, then they won't make fun of you.
You sure? All right. Charlie?
Gee, what a young shaver to be shaving. Maybe he's a member of the hairy ape.
He's what is known, Charlie, as a little shaver. Elizabeth?
So shave that off, then when you go to a beauty parlor, tell them to give you a piece of someone's hair that's been cut and put it on you for a mustache. Listen, Elizabeth, this boy isn't the weather. Yeah, when you tell what any of his girlfriends do.
Oh, all right.
And if they had girlfriends, taking them out at 11.
Dickie?
Well, that's different.
Excuse me. Dickie?
Well, you shouldn't mind not being teased by a little extra hair. Someday I wish you only had a little extra
hair.
Peggy? Well, maybe if boys wash their face real good, they find out...
What do you mean, Peggy?
Johnny, you've been strangely quiet while little Joe and little Mo over there have been arguing. What do you think about this, Johnny? Are you still...
Well, I think that you should just put something on it or cover it, because if you cover it, then I don't think that he must have cut off the mustache.
All right. Anybody got anything else to say about this problem? Yes, Peggy?
Well, I don't think that there would be such problems if boys were girls for a little while.
Well, no, I don't think Charlie's ever kissed any man with a mustache. Except maybe when Governor Dewey was campaigning. Dickie?
Well, maybe he should shave it off. Otherwise, people think that he's smoking a big black cigar. Smoking sideways.
Oh. Well, I tell you, I think that shaving at this age doesn't seem to be the solution. And perhaps if he paid less attention to it himself, he'd find that other people wouldn't notice it so much either. We've got a letter here, kids, from Portland, Oregon, from Mrs. L.A., to whom we're sending a trim portable typewriter for having a problem face-to-face before you kids. Mrs. L.A. writes and says, my 6-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter share the same room. Every night, there's the same argument. The boy wants the lights on to read by and the window closed, and the girl wants the lights out and the window open. I can't please one without the other crying. What should I do? Yes, Johnny?
Well, you mean just that the brother want to keep the window shut and read a book and keep on the light?
Yes, that's right.
And the sister wants to sleep and leave open the window?
You've done an excellent job of repeating the question. Now could you answer it?
Well, if the boy wants to read, and bed is for sleeping and books are for reading.
That was kind of philosophical, wasn't it? Yes, Charlie?
Well, I think that guy should get a double-decker bed like a bowling train. And then fix it up like a curtain for the boys and the light on, and let the and up top, and let the girl sleep on bottom, and then he can have the window open, and he won't have to have the window open. He'll be up top, and he has the covers on, he won't know if it's open or shut.
Thank you, Charlie. Dickie?
Well, he wants to like how to read, right?
No, read, not write.
But then he wants to like how to read.
Right.
And she wants to in the open and get some wind, right?
No, read, right. Yeah.
So? Why don't she tell him a story while he blows on her?
Oh, thank you very much, Dickie. Very ingenious. Peggy?
Well, it isn't healthy to sleep without fresh air. And besides, if people were supposed to sleep in the light, then why did God make it get dark at night?
Very true, Peggy. Elizabeth, what?
Well, God's Bible. Let the little boy sleep with the window open and the light on and let the girl sleep with the window open and the light off. But you'll give them 2 rooms before they do that.
Well, I don't know. This problem got very complicated since we first started it. Yes, Charlie?
Well, I think that you should move to a bigger house on account of the housing shortage. I figured you should put up a petition.
Put up a what?
Petition.
A petition?
Yeah.
Take it to Congress, you mean?
No, put up a petition.
Oh, a partition.
Petition.
A petition is like something you write out and you get signatures of a lot of people. You want to put that up in the wall or something?
I think they should sign a petition. Blue tight.
Johnny?
And the boy sleeps downstairs.
Who said that? They both sleep in the same room.
Well, Charlie said if the sister sleeps upstairs and the boy...
I said, make a little woman train and then the boy sleeps on top of the light on.
Yes, all right. That's right. That's what Charlie said. Now, what do you think about that, Johnny?
Neither is the sister sleeps downstairs, or the brother sleeps, or the brother sleeps upstairs. Neither is she just for a far light. The brother can't sit still sleep because she shut off far light, and the brother can't see the bus because she's upstairs, and the brother's down.
You know, Johnny, you couldn't have said that clearer if you were a congressman.
Well, I think that they could solve the whole problem if they bought her dark glasses and if they bought him a mink coat.
Well, I think for their health's sake, the room should be aired even before the children retire. And perhaps they could leave a dim light on the outside of the room where it could be seen but still not disturb their rest. Now here's our popular feature, Gaines Dog Guest of the Week. Each week we bring a live purebred dog on stage for the juvenile jury to identify, and here he is now.
This is John Scott speaking off stage. The jurors can't hear me, but Gaines Dog Guest today is a Maltese. Now back to Jack Barry.
Well, kids, Gaines Dog Guest today is a member of a breed that's famous for small size. He weighs about 7 pounds and stands only about 10 inches at the shoulders. He's pure white, has a black nose, and dark eyes with black rims. He has long, straight hair and no undercoat. Now, can anybody guess what kind of a dog it is? Johnny?
I think it's an Irish Terrier.
An Irish Terrier? Uh-huh. Why do you think that?
Because it looks like an Irish Terrier, because the lady told me that it was a lorry.
The lady told you it was a what?
Half Irish.
The lady told you the dog is half Irish? Really?
Yes.
Ooh, what a big story she was telling you. You don't want to go around believing ladies all the time, Johnny. Charlie, what do you think it is?
It's a Manchester Terrier.
No. Elizabeth?
I think it's a Skye Terrier.
No. Dickie?
I think it's a Pekingese.
That is the strangest looking Pekingese I've ever seen. Well, Peggy Brute is back this week, our dog expert. Peggy, can you tell us what it is?
I think it's a Lhasa Apso.
No. Would you say that again?
A Lhasa Apso. Or a Skye Terrier, but...
No, Peggy, you've guessed wrong for one of the first time in about the last year and a half. This is a Maltese. The Maltese, and his name is Quiz. Do you know where this breed came from originally? Can anybody guess? Peggy?
The island of Malta.
That's right. Were you going to guess at that, Johnny?
What?
I guess you were. The Maltese come from Malta, an island in the Mediterranean Sea, and the Maltese Dog Club informs us that these dogs were known at least as long ago as 500 B.C. and were probably worshipped by the Egyptians. Does anyone know what group the Maltese belongs to? They belong to a certain classification of dogs. Anyone know? Peggy, have you any guess on that?
Well, they're in the toy group.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Maltese do belong to the toy group. And the toy is one of the six general groups of dogs. Now, although many people think Maltese are terriers, and that's where all you kids went wrong, actually, they're spaniels. Can anyone tell me what the Maltese dog is used for? What's it used for, Dickie?
Well, I don't think that he's used for anything. Because he got hair over his eyes. Now, Windy Bay is the only place that he could work. The only time that he could work was the wind would blow the hair out of his eyes.
Yes, Johnny?
I guess to protect sheep.
You think that little dog protects sheep?
Yes, because... some white dogs do protect sheep.
Oh, yeah, but bigger ones. No, Maltese, yes, Peggy.
Well, I think that they used to think that they could cure the medicine, but I think that they hunt little ladders and they hunt little hare or rabbit.
No, that's not right. Maltese were used for pets and as ornaments. In the olden days, many fashionable women carried them in their sleeves. They could do this because some Maltese weighed only 3 pounds. Maltese have for centuries been the household pets of people of culture, wealth, and good taste. It's been said that queens of old served their little Maltese choicest morsels out of golden vases. Vases. I said them all. How about that, Scotty?
Well, Jack, serving from golden vases or vases does mean it's the best food for a dog. Or that it will nourish every inch of him like Gaines dog food does. Gaines, you know, is made by General Foods, the famous company that makes so many wholesome, delicious foods for your own table. And the fact that General Foods makes Gaines means that millions of dollars and years of research have gone into making Gaines a superior dog food. Selling dog food. So let your dog speak. Speak for Gaines. It's America's largest selling dog food.
Thanks, Scotty, and thanks to our Gaines Dog Guest of the Week. Take a bow, Quiz. Here we go once again with our regular feature, our in-person guest. And this week... our in-person guest is a 5.5-year-old youngster named Linda Glennon of New York. Linda, what's your problem, dear?
My problem is my mother don't like long hair, and I like it long.
I see. You want your hair long. Well, Linda, I want to get a few things straight about you first. What do you want to be when you get older?
I want to be a dancing teacher.
A dancing teacher? Why?
Because I like to teach the kids to dance.
Uh-huh. Now, Linda, you were born here in New York City, weren't you?
Yeah.
But you speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, I believe your mommy was Spanish, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tell me, we want to establish this, so you say a few words in Spanish. How do you say in Spanish, boy?
Muchacho.
Muchacho. How do you say girl?
Niñita.
Uh-huh. How do you say sombrero?
Sombrero. I speak Spanish also.
You do? Yeah. Let me hear you.
Cuánto gusta. Oui, oui.
Well, Linda, can you sing in Spanish, too?
Yeah.
You want to sing a Spanish song for us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to dance, too.
Oh, well, thank you, Milton Berle. Go ahead.
Con esto,
Well, she does sing nicely, and she dances beautifully, too. Well, now that we've established your entire background, let's get to your problem about the long hair. Kids got some questions, Peggy?
Well, why do you want to wear long hair?
Because I like it long.
Mm-hmm. Well, why doesn't your mother want you to wear it long?
Huh?
Why doesn't your mother want you to wear it long?
Sure.
Why doesn't your mother want it long?
Because she don't like pigtails.
She doesn't like what?
Pigtails.
Pigtails. All right, Johnny?
Well, if she had long hair, she'd look like a real lady.
And you think she should have long hair, all right, Dickie?
Because the women have long hair, so if she has long hair, she'll look like a lady.
All right. Dickie?
How long do you want your hair to be?
To my waist.
To the friends who were listening at home, she said to her waist and pointed at her back. Yes, Peggy.
Is your hair naturally curly, or does your mother have to curl it?
Well, I like it to my waist.
Yeah, but is it naturally curly?
Huh?
Is it curly all by itself, or does your mother curl it?
My mother curled my hair.
How did she curl it?
She put curlies in my hair.
Is your mother's hair long?
Huh?
Is your mother's hair long?
She don't like my long. She don't like long hair.
Dickie?
Did you ever wear short hair? I don't like short hair.
Well, if you're gonna be a dancer when you grow up, you don't need long hair. It'll be different if you wanted to play the fiddle.
I love Jack, and he plays the fiddle without any hair. Let's take a run down here and see what your kids think about it. You think she's got long hair, Johnny?
Well, she's cute enough, so you think.
I want to tell you, folks, that before broadcast time, 2 or 3 minutes before we went on the air, Johnny was making a very big play for Linda. And this confirms it. Peggy?
Well, I know that the style is short hair now, but after all, you are a child, so I think that you should enjoy all the long hair you can grow.
All right, Charlie?
Well, I think that does your mother braid your hair?
But I guess like it long.
Yeah. Yeah, don't make a big production out of it, Charlie. Do you think she should have long hair or not?
I think she should do what her mother wants.
All right. Elizabeth?
Well, it takes 3 weeks for hair to grow, so I think 3 weeks she should wear her hair short and 3 weeks.
All right, Elizabeth. And finally, Dickie Orland.
Well, I think that you should wear short hair in the summertime and long hair in the wintertime. And that will also take care of your eating problem.
Well, now, sure, your mother knows which way you look best, and perhaps it would be easier for her to keep your hair looking nice if it were trimmed just a little bit. Thank you. You've been a lovely guest, Linda Glenn. Bye. Well, kids, here's a letter from Mrs. M.G. of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who will receive a Universal Underwood portable typewriter for having her problem discussed by you. Johnny McBride is going to chase after Linda any moment now. Here's Mrs. M.G.'s letter. This mother writes, and she says, my 6-and-a-half-year-old son, Johnny, back to the program. Here's the letter, kids. This woman writes and says, my 6-and-a-half-year-old son has bright red hair. It's like red skeletons. And she says, mine is prematurely gray. And our problem is that people think I'm my son's grandmother. He wants me to dye my hair red to match his, so people will stop saying that I look like his grandmother, but I don't think I should. What do you suggest? Johnny?
Well, if they both have the same kind of hair, would that look funny on them? They both have the same hair?
You're asking me?
Yes.
I'm supposed to ask you the question.
Well, I guess she must look funny. Well, with both same hair, they're both the same hair. They must say, they must be twins because they have the same kind of hair.
Yeah, I know. They say, which one has the tongue? Charlie?
Mean?
Well, that means that she's gray early in life.
You mean it's dying?
No, she's already got it.
Oh, I thought why does she want to dye? It's dying hair if it's dyed already.
It isn't dyed. She had a few worries and she got gray hair. Dickie?
Well, he shouldn't mind what people say. After all, He's getting two for the price of one.
He's getting what?
Two for the price of one.
Two what?
He's getting the mother and grandmother the same time.
So this week only special cut rate on mothers and grandmothers. Remember that?
Well, instead of he telling his mother to die early, why doesn't he die his day of bread? Then he'll say that his mother's the grandmother and he's the grandpa.
All right. Peggy.
Well, you can't tell people's age by the color of their hair. At least you can't with my daddy's friends.
Why not?
No hair.
Oh. Well, I think that explains to the son that even if they did such a thing, it mightn't look well, and it would be best to leave it the way it is, just naturally. Our girl will be back in just a moment with more questions and answers. Now here's John Scott and Gaines talking dog.
What are you worrying about there, Gainesy?
What you been worried about?
It's been swiped. What's been swiped? Gaines, dog food. Who could have swiped your Gaines? A dirty dog, eh? There he was. I know how you love your Gaines, boy, but don't worry. You'll get some more. Gaines is inexpensive, you know. As a matter of fact, folks, Gaines is more economical to feed than any other type of dog food. However, that's not enough. That's right. Sheer economy is not enough when buying dog food. It's more important to buy food that contains all the food elements necessary to keep your dog in good health. With Gaines, you can be sure. How can you be sure? Well, Gaines, a scientific test actually proved that Gaines gives your dog every type of nourishment he's known to need in a fully balanced, healthful diet. So, folks, nourish every inch of your dog. Get Gaines at your grocer's or leading pet supply store. Hey, Gainesy, where are you going? Where are you going? To buy Gaines? Well, I've got a carton right here. Do you want some? Do you want some? Oh, of course, of course. Well, and show... Now, wait a minute, Gainesy, calm down. Show everyone how you can speak. Speak for Gaines. It's America's largest selling dog food.
Thank you, Gainesy and Scotty. Well, now... Here comes our second in-person guest. He's a 5-year-old young man and real cute, too. His name is Zooli Hader. He lives in New York. Zooli, tell the kids what's bothering you. What's your problem?
I want my daddy to help me build my boat. What can I do?
Why doesn't he want to help you build it?
He's too busy to do it.
All right. What about he wants his daddy to help him build his boat? Yes, Peggy?
Well, how large is his boat?
How large is the boat, Zooli?
Well, it's great big.
Great big.
Well, how long have you been working on it? A week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Charlie?
Well, what does your father do? He's so busy.
No, he paints.
Paints?
Paints
what?
On figures.
Paints figures? Where does he paint figures?
He painted me.
You're quite a figure, yes, indeed. Johnny?
I am sick.
Oh, Dickie?
Well, what are you going to do with the boat when you get through with it?
What are you going to do with the boat when you get through building it?
I'm going to drive it across the Hudson River Bay.
What kind of a boat is it? What kind of a boat is it, Julie?
An outboard motorboat.
And this you're going to drive across the Hudson Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going with you. Yes, Dickie.
Okay, finish it. If it sails, then you'll have a regular boat. And if it sinks, you'll still have a submarine.
Johnny?
Not right. Well, is the boat smaller or is it big?
Is it small or big, Zooli?
It's a big orange cake thing. That's what it is.
Uh-huh. Peggy?
Well, if your father's always painting, when does he go to work?
That's his work.
Oh, well,
do you have any sisters or brothers? Yeah. Only he always
playing with Dick. Why can't he
help you? Because he always playing with Dickie.
Well, why can't Dick help you?
Dick can help me?
Why can't Dick help you?
Because he's always playing with my brother.
let's take a run down here and see what you think about this. Johnny, stop yawning and tell us whether or not you think his daddy should help. Excuse me, Zoe. What? Do you think his daddy should help him build the boat? Johnny?
Well, if he wants to get in the boat, his father should help him. I guess if he goes in alone, he might drop in the water and then his son will be drowned.
Yeah, very pleasant thought. Peggy?
Well, I think that you should make something that you don't have to bother your father with when you see he's so busy.
All right.
Because after all, he can't make a living just building toy boats for you.
Very good, Charlie.
Well, I think that your father should help you a little bit because my father helps me a lot.
Good. Elizabeth?
Just ask your father to buy you a tool chest. After you do that, you'll get so much tools that you'll be able to build your dad.
Thank you very much. Stick your arm in.
Well, I think that you should compromise. You build the motorboat all by yourself, and when you finish, your father should do all the putt-putt-putting.
Very good, and I think you and Dad should get together and work out a schedule. Thank you so much for being with us. Zuli Hayter. Now here's John Scott to tell you how you may win a typewriter.
If you have a question, send it to Juvenile Jury, Box 148, New York 8, New York. All questions become our property. If your question is used, you'll receive a trim modern Underwood portable typewriter and carrying case made by the typewriter leader of the world for your personal writing.
Our time's up, so until next week, good luck from...
Kiki Allen,
Lynn Swart, Tony Hankleton,
Peggy Breeder,
John Hudson McBurger, sir.
And from me, Jack Barry, with this closing thought. Out of the mouths of Dave, both times come gems. Bye.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.